The call from Democrats came on the heels of comments Walker made at the National Governors Association, where he told the Associated Press, "I don't think the Republican Party is fighting gay marriage." In a conference call organized by the Democratic National Committee, Madison Congressman Mark Pocan, who is gay, said Walker was talking out of both sides of his mouth on this issue.
"But at the end of the day, we know Scott Walker's actions, not his remarks, are what fair-minded Wisconsinites and Americans will judge him by. And right now, saying the Republican Party is not fighting gay marriage is both disingenuous and false."
Pocan said what made Walker's comments most shocking is that they came just days after Walker joined Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen in appealing the ruling that struck down Wisconsin's gay marriage ban. More than 40 Democratic state lawmakers also sent a letter to Walker and Van Hollen calling that appeal a waste of taxpayer dollars. Walker's campaign continued to take aim at Mary Burke's record in a TV ad showing a woman reading to two kids from a children's book with doctored pictures of Burke.
"Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does your fortune grow? By making millions of dollars, sending jobs overseas that could have been done in Wisconsin."
Picking up on attacks that have so far been lobbed by other Republicans, Walker blasted Burke for getting rich as an executive at Trek Bicycle at a time when the company had outsourced jobs. The attack by Walker comes just a week after WKOW-TV in Madison reported that two companies that received grants from Walker's Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation had outsourced jobs to other countries. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.